following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this Fond, South Dakota, the campus of Crow Creek High School, where tonight we bring you coverage of regional high school basketball on KPLO. Boys matchup comes your way this evening. Two Region 6A combatants will do battle tonight. The matchup between the Crow Creek Chieftains and the Chamberlain Cubs. Our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by Potsdam State Farm Insurance, by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, by May Adam, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, Agtegra, by Right Seed, the Golden Buffalo Casino, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Coverage of regional high school basketball tonight is also being brought to you by Venture Communications, Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and the Jet Lanes. Our coverage of regional high school basketball on KPLO is also being brought to you tonight by the First Dakota National Bank, KPI Insurance, the Great Western Bank, Statewide Ag, Farmco, Al's Oasis Arrowwood Resort, the Oasis Pump and Pack, Chamberlain Ready Mix, Chamberlain Food Center, and Fiery Brothers. John Neff is our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight for coverage of regional high school basketball. The last time we saw Chamberlain, the Cubs got a victory over Stanley County. They did have a game on KPLO. I wasn't there. David Burrell called it as the Cubs lost to Mount Vernon Plankington. So back in the saddle they are, 8-5 on the season as they continue to find their way through the regular season and also try to improve best they can their seeding position as far as Region 6A is concerned. The Crow Creek Chieftains, they come into the ballgame with a record of 6-8, and they are kind of trying to kind of get into rhythm a little bit as far as their season is concerned. And, of course, both of these teams is just about 3 weeks remaining in the regular season before it comes to an end and postseason comes into play. Region 6A involves a lot of travel, so you want to be able to get as high a seating position as you can to try to keep from going on the road quite so far. And a home game would be handy. And, of course, that's what both of these teams are shooting for as we go through this contest tonight and the remainder of the regular season. This is the pregame show brought to you by Potsdam State Farm Insurance and the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. Celebrates being part of the team, and they remind you that snow means slow. Let's take a three-minute timeout. Postgame is underway. Our keys to success segments are coming up next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Potsdam State Farm in Pierre and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 605-852-2224, or online at www.venture.com.net.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
Yeah.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
At Titan Machinery, they know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial genuine parts. For CNH Industrial genuine parts, visit your area Titan Machinery location.
Continues on parts of our Potsdam State Farm Insurance pregame show rolls on. We're about 10 minutes away from the tip-off between Chamberlain and Crow Creek, their annual rivalry here this evening at the Crow Creek High School gym in Stephan. We look at Region 6A, our Keys to Success segment from the folks at May Adam, and we talk about Chamberlain with an 8-5 overall record, currently the number 3 overall seed, trailing Stanley County by about 0.6 of a point with 7 games remaining in the season. Chamberlain, well, when you look at their schedule down the line, it was a big win over Stanley County last week, but needed to be able to keep the momentum going. The loss to Mount Vernon Plankington definitely hurt things as far as their schedule is concerned. And Chamberlain, well, they have some tough games remaining. Bridgewater Emory is on the schedule next. That will be on Thursday or on Friday night. Where they take on Bridgewater Emory. Pardon me, it's on Thursday night. Then on Friday night, they will be at home as they host Wagner. And then next week, Lyman on Tuesday night, a game we'll have on KPLO. West Central follows that at the Chamberlain Armory. A trip to Hanson on February 21st, another KPLO game that we will have for you. And then McLaughlin to close out the regular season schedule. But you look at Bridgewater Emory at 8-8. You look at Lyman, 9-4, playing good ball. West Central, 11-4. Hanson at 10-5. Some tough games on the schedule upcoming for the Chamberlain Cubs. And you look at Crow Creek right now, the Chieftains, as you look at the standings with a 6-8 overall record, 38.143 seeding points, trailing McLaughlin by just a hair with about 0.4 of a seeding point. With the games remaining in the regular season schedule, just about 1.4 seeding points to be exact ahead of Cheyenne Eagle Butte as they go down the home stretch of the season. You look at Crow Creek's remaining games, and they have a lot of basketball to play. They have 7 games remaining as loss to Cheyenne Eagle Butte. They have already played them. That was their last, lost there, defeated Pine Ridge. A victory over the Thorpes was the last time out for Crow Creek. A matchup with Chamberlain, matchup with Miller down the line. They will play in the Sacred Hoops Classic against Timberlake at the Chamberlain Armory. Lakota Tech, Timberlake, by the way, 12-1 on the season in Class B. Timberlake, a very solid ball club. Lakota Tech at 8-5. That's on the schedule here at Stephan on February 18th at home. They host St. Francis and then close out the regular season on the road at Winter. So some big challenges ahead for Crow Creek as they work to work their way through the regular season, try to build up some seeding points and get ready for the postseason run. That's how both of these teams look as they go down the final 3 weeks of the regular season. Our keys to success brought to you by the folks at May Adam. Let's take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll come back and bring you starting lineups on KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Peer offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Peer, since 1881.
Let's celebrate what a wonderful community we live in. And at First Dakota, that's something they do every day. They reinvest in our communities by helping friends and neighbors start businesses, run family farms, purchase homes, finance college, and build financial security. Come to First Dakota, the first community bank in the Dakota Territory. At First Dakota, their experience is different. First Dakota in Chamberlain, member FDIC.
Hometown, locally owned, and service that's truly friendly. We are the Chamberlain Food Center. It's our goal to get you the most for your food dollars and offer you the finest meats and produce, a full-service deli and bakery loaded with homemade goodness. So experience food shopping the way it should be at the Chamberlain Food Center, proud sponsors of Chamberlain Sports Broadcasts. Thanks to all the educators and students who make our school system great. Chamberlain Food Center.
KPI Insurance.
Are you ready for a big deal? A money-saving party!
When it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec. And follow us on Facebook. KPI Insurance.
Lineups are brought to you by the folks in Navarro Orthopedics. The visitors, the Chamberlain Cubs, will announce them first. The starters for the Cubs at one guard, Colin Toustrank, a 5'10 junior. The other guard is Dakota Munger. Munger is a 6'2 sophomore. The forwards are Jared Heron, a 6'2 senior, along with Eitan Bailstadt, a 6'5 junior. Selick McManus will get the start at center for Chamberlain. He is a senior at 6'7. For the Cubs, it will be Toustrank and Munger, the guards, Heron and Bailstadt, the forwards, McManus at center. For the Chamberlain Cubs, who enter the contest with a record of 8-5, the head coach of the Chamberlain Cubs is Steve Schoenhart. For the Crow Creek Chieftains, Xavier Wind at one guard, a 5'10 senior. Lance Wind Jr., a 5'10 junior, is the other guard. Jeremiah Shields, a 5'10 senior at a forward, along with a 5'9 senior, Caleb Flute. And Taylan Cumsfline, a 6'2 junior, will get the start at center for the Crow Creek Chieftains. So Wind Jr. at guards, Shields and Flute the forwards, comes flying at center for the Crow Creek Chieftains, who enter the contest tonight with a record of 6-8. Their head coach is Mike Scareshawk. We'd like to welcome those of you joining us worldwide at drgnews.com. And, of course, we'll have our play of the game. We'll have our player of the game announcement during our post-game report as well tonight. This is the pregame brought to you by Potsdam State Farm Insurance. Our tip-off is next on KPLO.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects, and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
You've received a call or text message indicating there's a problem with your cell phone, your taxes, your Medicare benefits, or your utilities, and the only way to get it cleared up is to either put funds on a gift card or send cash. All of these are scams designed to obtain your hard-earned funds. Contact the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 1-800-300-1986. Another red flag is the call or text comes in after work hours or on the weekend. Don't become a victim. Let Consumer Protection do some checking for you before you send any funds. At Great Western Bank, we know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
There's a lot of uncertainties in farming and ranching today, but one thing is certain. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell are your crop and livestock insurance specialists. Statewide agents have a background in agriculture and work hard to provide growers and ranchers with risk management plans and insurance coverage that fits their business needs. From hail insurance, livestock revenue protection, to multi-peril crop and revenue insurance, Statewide will help you with the right decisions. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell. Locally owned, your dependable partner in crop and livestock protection and equal opportunity provider.
The right nutrition, animal health, and record management is key to having a profitable cattle program. That's why you want to work with the people at FarmCo. They'll take the time to learn your operation and help you grow your business. They're your full-service agriculture provider of feed, seed, animal health, farm, and ranching equipment built on terrific service. Get to know FarmCo in Chamberlain, Kimball, Platt, and Winter, proud supporters of high school athletes. Visit them online at FarmCoSD, FarmCoSD.com.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Al's Oasis and Arrowwood at Cedar Shore congratulate everyone who contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Your involvement today will reward you in your pursuits in the years ahead. Arrowwood at Cedar Shore and Al's Oasis, two I-90 landmarks on the Missouri River, here to serve you.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
More to offer than ever before, it's the Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Ocoma. Now offering Oasis Pump and Pack gift cards in any amount, ideal for any occasion. Your fast and easy one stop for hot food from Gourmet Grub and Hot Stuff Pizza. Ideal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call in your orders at 234-5325. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Ocoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in all the activities that enrich our lives.
Chamberlain wins the tip. A jumper taken that is up no good by Collins. Two strike up the floor. Crow Creek the other way. Runner there. Up no good. Caleb Sloot. Chamberlain will get the rebound. We're off to a fast start here in this opening quarter. With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Selick McManus, point blank range. Shot no good for the Cubs. Chamberlain 0 of 2 from the field to start. Here is Crow Creek. They'll slow things down here just a little bit as Xavier Wood will handle Jeremiah Shields. Entry pass down low. Taylor comes flying. Ball knocked free. Keeps it alive. Sends it out. A three taken from the right side. Jeremiah Shields puts it up and in. Crow Creek with an early lead. 3-0. Here is Chamberlain. Ball set. On the left side, Dakota Munger at the top. Screen from McManus. Munger will work the other way. Ball sat down low. Jaron Heron. Reach and a foul called on Crow Creek. As the foul is going to be whistled on Taylor comes flying. And that will be his first personal foul. Chamberlain will inbound baseline right with a new shot clock. A minute into this opening quarter. Pass inside. Jaron Heron. Shot no good. Rebound Dakota Munger. And Munger is fouled on the way back up. Chamberlain will go to the free throw line. The foul on Jeremiah Shields will be his first personal foul. Not a shooting foul here. Munger will inbound again from the right side of the key. And again, Heron is wide open this time. He knocks down the jumper. Jaron Heron, who played well in the win over Stanley County, gets the first points of the ball game for the Cubs. And Crow Creek's lead cut down to one. It's a 3-2 score as we work early here on this opening quarter. Lance Wynn Jr. with it on the right side. Spins it out front. Xavier Wynn. Back to the wing left side. Shields. Jeremiah will drive and fire. Floater in the lane is up. No good. Rebound Chamberlain. Munger will control it.
And with Crow Creek back quickly, Munger will set things up now as he will work with the basketball at the top. Our opening tip brought to you by the folks at Gateway at Riverview Chevrolet Buick in Ocoma. Come in for an oil change or major service or to just take a test drive. They pay top dollar for good quality trade-ins. They'll treat you like family. Learn more at RiverviewFamily.com. Salek McManus off the Chamberlain miss. Puts the ball up and in for Chamberlain and the Cubs now with a 4-3 lead. 5:45 remains in the opening quarter as the Chieftains work. Left wing, Lance Wynn Jr. down low in traffic. Kalen Kumsfine, good position. Kumsfine, though, works with it. Chamberlain had good defensive pressure there. But splitting the double team with Kumsfine, and Talon will get the basket and the chance at a three-point play. The foul will be on Eitan Ballstedt, and that will be his first personal foul. Talon Kumsfine's free throw is up and no good. Chamberlain will get the rebound. Crow Creek leading 5-4, already our third lead change of the ballgame. Collin two strike at the top, but they send it to Ballstedt on the right side. They will look to try to feed inside. Chamberlain does have a big-time size advantage in the paint. Two strike with the corner three. It's up, no good. Rebound kept alive by Crow Creek. They have it and then throw the basketball away. Their first turnover of the ballgame. And here is Chamberlain once again. McManus from 17. Shot is no good. The rebound pulled down by Jeremiah Shields. 5-4, Crow Creek has the lead. 5 minutes remain in the opening quarter. Here is Caleb Flute. The kick out, Xavier Wind. He will leave it out to Jeremiah Shields, who fires the deep three. It's no good. Talon Kumsfine will get the offensive rebound. That shot is blocked. Loose ball picked up by Crow Creek. The shot from Xavier Wind is no good. There's a battle for the rebound. Chamberlain's going to come away with it. The Cubs will work the basketball across half court. Munger, two strike, down low McManus. The kick out to Munger. Now two strike in the move. Shot is up good. Soft touch there for the 5'10 junior, Colin Two-Strike. He'll score the basket. It's 6'5 Chamberlain. We work to the halfway mark of the opening quarter. As the Chieftains roll the basketball out front. Lance Wynn Jr. looking for a screen. They work screen and roll, but it's defended well by Selick McManus. Ball tipped free into the backcourt. Crow Creek is able to track it down. Here come the Chieftains. Caleb Flute tries to attack the rim. Nice pass inside. Caleb Kumsfine is fouled as he goes to the rim. He did a good job of flashing to the basket there. Chamberlain got a little bit out of position there as they were chasing after the loose basketball and were not set defensively. The foul on Dakota Munger will be his first. And Crow Creek did a good job of taking advantage of that. As going to the free throw line, Talon Kumsfine shooting two. The first is up, no good. Cruz Solik into the ballgame. Eitan Ballstedt checking out for Chamberlain. Solik, the 6'4 sophomore. And again, Chamberlain with the size advantage inside. Second free throw is up and no good. Chamberlain will come away with the rebound. It's a 6-5 lead for the Cubs. 3:45 remains in the opening quarter. Munger on the left wing. Out front, Colin Two-Strike. He'll dribble from the top all the way to the right wing. Now it's Munger on the inside. The shovel pass inside. Munger with the up and under. And the shot is good. Dakota Munger with his first basket of the ball game. Already four different players have scored for Chamberlain, and the Cubs have an 8-5 lead. Lance Wynn Jr. for Crow Creek. Out front and around the perimeter, Xavier Wynn, and he takes the step to attempt a three and is called for the travel. And it will be the second turnover of the ball game for Crow Creek. And Chamberlain will have the basketball here. Cross half court, two strike, Jaron Heron. Selick McManus out front as they work it on the perimeter. Munger, Solik, now Heron. As Jaron will fake, it goes to McManus, now to the corner, two strike, and back out front. 15 on the shot clock for Chamberlain. Here is Solik on the move, and there's contact and a whistle and a foul on the Chieftains. Jeremiah Shields picks up personal foul number two. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Crow Creek. This is a 30-second timeout with 2:55 remaining in the opening quarter. It is an 8-5 lead for Chamberlain, and we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured that they will have your concrete there on time when you need it. They're able to perform any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's a delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today at 734-5741.
By Actegra Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today as Chamberlain inbounds from the left side of the key, as the right side rather, as the ball tipped and out of bounds. Chamberlain will look to put it in play once again. 3 team fouls for Chamberlain, or for Crow Creek, 2 for Chamberlain, as Crow Creek steals the basketball away and up the floor. Xavier Wind will go to the basket and score the layup. And the first turnover of the ball game for Chamberlain. Cubs down low, McManus. Now Munger back to McManus, who fires from 18, and the shot is up good. Selick McManus now with 4 points in the contest. A 10-7 score, as Chamberlain is able to extend the lead just a little bit more. Here's Xavier Wind. Out front, ball knocked away and stolen. Munger with a nice defensive play, and Dakota will go to the rim and score the 2. 12-7. Chamberlain with a 5-point advantage now. Working to the 2-minute mark remaining in the opening quarter. Here's Jeremiah Shields on the move to the rim. Shot partially blocked and short. Rebound pulled down by Chamberlain. Here are the Cubs. It's Colin Two-Strike to the rim. He is bumped. Blocking foul is going to be called on Crow Creek. Xavier Wind with his first personal foul. This will not be a shooting foul. We'll see Sawyer Donovan check in for the Cubs. And Colin Two-Strike will check out. Cubs will look to inbound as Munger puts it in play. Jaron Heron back to Munger. The corner 3 is up, and it rims in and out. No good. Rebound Cruz Solik. Down low, Heron in the traffic. In the lane, Jaron Heron puts it up and in. 14-7 Chamberlain. The Cubs have went on a little bit of an offensive explosion as they have scored the last 5 of the quarter. 90 seconds remain in our opening period. Here is Crow Creek. Jeremiah Shields with it. Around the perimeter to the right side. A 3 taken. It's up no good. Jaden Sazu, who just checked into the ball game, gets the offensive rebound. He'll receive the feed down low. He'll try the reverse layup. It's up no good. The rebound pulled down by the Cubs. And Chamberlain will push the basketball into the front court. Final minute of the opening quarter. Chamberlain with a 14-7 lead. It is Munger. Down low, McManus. The turnaround is up no good. The offensive rebound to Cruz Solik. And Solik will put it up and in. That is the last 7 of this opening quarter. And it's a 16-7 score. All of a sudden, Chamberlain has opened themselves up a 9-point lead. Here is Crow Creek needing a basket. A 3-point try. That is up by Jeremiah Shields and no good. Cubs will get the rebound. Shot clock is off, as we'll see what their strategy is here for the final seconds of the opening period. McManus to Munger. As Munger will operate, back around to Jaron Heron on the left side. Heron will go up top to Solik. Now it's Sawyer Donovan. He has it on the right wing. McManus at the point with 9 seconds remaining in the quarter. Now Dakota Munger. The open look and the 3 is short. Rebound. Heron keeps it alive and tries to put it in play. And it's off the scoreboard as time expires. Off the shot clock and out of play as time expires. And that is the end of the opening quarter. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment. The lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Check out the latest information at the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or DarrenBoyleSales.com. Let's take a 1-minute break and return. You're listening to Regional High School Basketball from KPLO.
Let's celebrate what a wonderful community we live in. And at First Dakota, that's something they do every day. They reinvest in our communities by helping friends and neighbors start businesses, run family farms, purchase homes, finance college, and build financial security. Come to First Dakota, the first community bank in the Dakota Territory. At First Dakota, their experience is different. First Dakota in Chamberlain, member FDIC.
Hometown, locally owned, and service that's truly friendly. We are the Chamberlain Food Center. It's our goal to get you the most for your food dollars and offer you the finest meats and produce, a full-service deli, and bakery loaded with homemade goodness. So experience food shopping the way it should be at the Chamberlain Food Center, proud sponsors of Chamberlain Sports Broadcast. Thanks to all the educators and students who make our school system great. Chamberlain Food Center.
With the basketball as we start the second quarter. The Cubs score the last 7 points of the opening period and have a 9-point lead at 16-7. Here is Crow Creek inside. Good ball movement that time. They go down low to Jaden Sazu. Sazu will score the basket to make it 16-9, and it is Crow Creek that scores first in the second quarter. Eton ball snap back in the ballgame. They'll go down low. McManus back out front. Solik, now Munger. To Solik at the top of the key. He'll drive and fire. The 17-footer is up, no good. Crow Creek will get the rebound off the defensive stop, and they'll push across half court. Lance Wynn Jr. passing off and making a move right side. Jeremiah Shields, and he is called for a travel. And for Crow Creek, turnover number 4 of the ballgame. That gives the basketball back to Chamberlain. Cubs working against some pressure in the backcourt. Dakota Munger with the dribble, brings it across half court. Now Sawyer Donovan. Entry pass, Cruz Solik. Cross the lane, ball snap. Free throw line jumper, good. Eton ball snap, the last of the starters to score for Chamberlain, but all 5 have scored now, and it is 18-9. Chamberlain has worked themselves up to a 9-point advantage once again as Jaron Heron heads to the scorer's table. And Crow Creek looks for offensive answers. Jeremiah Shields left side. Bounce pass, Xavier Wynn. Down low and to the corner. Here's Jeremiah Shields. He'll send it back out front. Back around the perimeter it comes. And it is to Shields. Now Sazu, the corner 3 is up and short. The rebound, Cruz Solik, and here comes Chamberlain. 2 minutes gone in the quarter, in the second quarter, and it's 18-9. Eton Ballstat with the 3-ball, and it's money. Eton Ballstat scoring the basket. It's 21-9 as Chamberlain opens themselves up a 12-point lead here in the second quarter. Jeremiah Shields, left side. He'll attack a double team and puts the shot offline and no good. The ball goes out of bounds. It will belong to the Cubs. Colin Two-Strike will check in. Also, Jaron Heron in the ball game, and Sawyer Donovan and Dakota Munger check out. Cubs will work to work against full court pressures. Colin Two-Strike with the dribble. Will slowly work the basketball across half court. Ball step. Entry pass, McManus. Down low, off glass and good. Selick McManus has scored a half dozen points. 23-9. Cubs continue to extend the lead. Here's Lance Wynn Jr. He'll freelance to the rim. Shot is up, no good. Again, Chamberlain with the rebound. We talked about the size advantage they have. They're able to kind of control the glass, or have been able to, so far in this first half. Here are the Cubs with it. McManus, ball snap, down low. McManus in the paint. Shovel pass, Jaron Heron. Shot is no good. Rebound, jump ball. It will belong to Chamberlain. So the Cubs will look to inbound it as Silas Dion comes into the ballgame for Crow Creek. Also, Talen comes flying, comes back into the ballgame for the Chieftains. As Chamberlain will inbound from the left side of the key, and now the scorer's table wants to have a conversation with the officials as it stops play with 5:05 remaining in the first half. It's a 23-9 lead for Chamberlain. And now an error with the scorebook. And Colin Two-Strike now will shoot the two free throws. Apparently, Silas Vian, who just checked into the ball game, was not in the scores or in the scorebook. That's why the technical was called. Two-strike will hit the first free throw. He'll hit the second free throw as well. And add to the Chamberlain lead. It's a 25-9 score. And now the Cubs will have the basketball. And for Crow Creek, giving up a lot of size, but they should be able to have a little bit of a quickness advantage. Definitely going to have to try to make some things happen on the defensive end. Solik down low, ball set. The left-handed dribble, he'll go high post. McManus, who fires from 17, and the big fella is feeling it. As he puts it up and in, McManus with 8 points, and it's 27-9. An 18-point advantage for Chamberlain. And now a double dribble out front. Caleb Flute turns it over for Crow Creek, the fifth turnover for the Chieftains. And now Crow Creek is going to take a full timeout. 4:41 remains in the first half. It is 27-9, the lead to Chamberlain. And we'll take a 60-second break and return on KPLO.
KPI Insurance.
Are you ready for it?
When it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm, and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec, and follow us on Facebook. KPI Insurance.
At Great Western Bank, we know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. The Chamberlain Cubs with a 27-9 lead over Crow Creek. They've had a nice second quarter offensively. They operate here. Dakota Munger off the feed from Selick McManus as they play the two-man game, and it's Munger that puts the shot up and in. 29-9. The Cubs have outscored Crow Creek 13-2 so far in this second quarter. And they have been able to open up the lead, and now Crow Creek will lose the basketball into the backcourt for another turnover. On Friday, we will have coverage of the PWU Classic, which will be played at McCook Central High School in Salem. Lyman's girls in action. They will take on Viberg Hurley. We'll have that matchup for you. 9:45 pregame, 10 a.m. tip-off Friday on KPLO. The Viberg Hurley and Lyman boys will play at noon. On Saturday, we'll have that game as well on KPLO. Nice back cut and a nice pass from up top from Selick McManus. Sawyer Donovan is fouled, and Donovan is going to get a pair of free throws as the personal whistled on Xavier. Well, they have Xavier Wynn down for his first personal foul. I have him for a foul. Sawyer Donovan shooting a two-shot situation here for Chamberlain, trying to add to a 20-point lead. The free throw is off the back iron and no good. The sixth team foul for Crow Creek, and it does come up on the board on Jaden Sazu, the junior with his first personal foul. 3:45 remains here in the first half. And the second free throw upcoming for Xavier Wind, and the free throw is up, and it is good. Or pardon me, and the Sawyer Donovan second free throw is up and good. I was looking at the wrong side of my score sheet. 30-9 is our score as Crow Creek works with the basketball. Just one field goal so far in the second quarter. Silas Dion, entry pass inside, kicked by Chamberlain and out of bounds. As the Cubs knock it out. And now Crow Creek
They'll look to inbound it. It comes in to Sazu. Jaden for three. That shot is short, but the offensive rebound for Talen comes flying. He'll put it up and in, and he will get a chance at a three-point play. 6'2 senior giving up a lot of size to this Chamberlain lineup. Another offensive rebound and a putback and a chance here at a three-point play. The free throw is short. And the ball will belong to Chamberlain. 3:29 remains in the first half. 30-11 is our score. The lead to Chamberlain. Comes across half court. Munger. Now Solik. Collin two strike. Nice pass inside. Munger makes a tough catch in traffic, but Dakota puts it up and in. The score of the two to make it 32-11. And Chamberlain just taking control of this ball game in the second quarter. As the Chieftains again look for answers. Julian Eagle in the ball game. He'll handle up top. Comes flying to the corner. Sazu. The floater is up good. Jaden Sazu off the bench with 4 points for Crow Creek. 32-13. And here is Chamberlain down low. Jaron Heron in the paint. Gives it off to Cruz Solik. Good unselfish basketball there. Solik flashed to the basket and scored the two. 34-13. And again, Crow Creek gets it inside. This is comes flying. The kick out. The three taken. Silas Neon. Shot is no good. Rebound Chamberlain. And up the floor they come with 2:25 remaining in the half. Munger. Now Solik. Pass inside Heron. Jaron in traffic will score the two. Jaron Heron with 6 points. 36-13. Working to the 2 minute mark remaining in the quarter. Cubs will go a little bit deeper to their bench here in just a moment. It's Kenyon McCloskey goes to the scorer's table. He will check in. Back around the perimeter it comes. Crow Creek. This is Dion. Bounce pass, Braden Brotherval. The three is up, no good. Jaron Heron with the rebound. He throws the basketball away for Chamberlain's second turnover, and then the Cubs steal the basketball right back. Here comes Dakota Munger across the half-court stripe to the corner and down low. Solik shot off glass, no good. Heron with the offensive rebound. That putback won't go, and Crow Creek will clear it, and the Chieftains will head the other way. Julian Eagle with the dribble across half court. Dion lob inside. It's tipped. It's loose. It's stolen away. And a timeout's going to be taken by Chamberlain. This will be a 30-second timeout taken by the Cubs with a minute 16 remaining in the half. 36-13 Chamberlain. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
There's a lot of uncertainties in farming and ranching today, but one thing is certain. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell are your crop and livestock insurance specialists. Statewide agents have a background in agriculture and work hard to provide growers and ranchers with risk management plans and insurance coverage that fits their business needs. From hail insurance, livestock revenue protection, to multi-peril crop and revenue insurance, Statewide will help you with the right decisions. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell. Locally owned. Your dependable partner in crop and livestock protection and equal opportunity provider.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. They remind you Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. Thought we were going to have a very early start. C game got over early. The JV game started quickly. A little bit early compared to normal. But then the JV game was a very, very entertaining ball game that wound up going to overtime. Chamberlain eventually won, but it slowed down our start time just a little bit as Chamberlain turns the basketball over. Crow Creek with the basketball at their end of the court. Final minute of the first half. Jaden Sazu with the dribble up top. Ball snap defensively there. Crow Creek on the move. Ball is loose. It's nearly stolen. It is stolen, and that's a turnover for Crow Creek, and here is Chamberlain the other way. Ball snap. Cross half court, Solik, high post. Now they'll pass it off, and on the drive, this is Kenyon McCloskey. Shot is no good. They'll battle for the rebound. A jump ball remains with the Cubs. Shot clock is off with 26 seconds remaining in the quarter. Chamberlain will put it in play. It will be Munger who will inbound it baseline as they go down low. Ball snap back to Munger. Shot is up good. Dakota Munger with 10 points in this first half for Chamberlain. 38-13. Crow Creek up top. The long three taken. That is up no good by Julian Eagle. Chamberlain will get the rebound, and they'll bring the basketball across to half court for the final seconds of the half. It is Munger who tries to pass off. It's tipped back. Munger attacks the rim and scores the two, and that brings us to the end of the first half. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Great deals for you on all of our inventory. We have new Morris Hay Hikers at 2020 pricing, and they are priced to sell. If you're in the market, we can help you out. DarrenBoyleSales.com. Check out the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, too. Chamberlain with a 24-point second quarter here. They lead 40-13. Our halftime report from Buy Right Seeds is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pierre to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
If you're in the cattle business, then you know how critical nutrition, animal health, and record management are to having a profitable cattle program. That's why you want to work with the FarmCo specialists, people who will take the time to learn your operation. Thanks for listening to tonight's game. At FarmCo, we support all of our area young people who are involved in the many high school activities to become well-rounded young people and our future leaders. FarmCo in Chamberlain, Kimball, Platte, and Winter, serving you with the best feed and animal health products for more than a quarter century.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Al's Oasis and Arrowwood at Cedar Shore congratulate everyone who contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Your involvement today will reward you in your pursuits in the years ahead. Arrowwood at Cedar Shore and Al's Oasis, two I-90 landmarks on the Missouri River, here to serve you.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
More to offer than ever before, it's the Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Ocoma. Now offering Oasis Pump and Pack gift cards in any amount, ideal for any occasion. Your fast and easy one stop for hot food from Gourmet Grub and Hot Stuff Pizza. Ideal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call in your orders at 234-5325. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Ocoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in all the activities that enrich our lives.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured that they will have your concrete there on time when you need it. They're able to perform any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's a delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today at 734-5741.
Time here in Stephon. 40-13 is our halftime score as the Chamberlain comes with a 24-point second quarter. We talked about the 7-0 run that they had to close out the first period. That gave them a 16-7 advantage, but they were able to put points on the board as the shots went down. And for Crow Creek, they had offensive opportunities, but the shots didn't go, and that is why they struggle here and trail by 27 at the halftime break. We look at individual scoring for the Chieftains first. And they are led by Taylan Cumsfline and Jaden Sanzu. Both have scored 4 points in the ballgame. Jeremiah Shields with 3. Xavier Wind with 2.
and a total of 13 points for Crow Creek. Chieftains went to the free throw line four times in the first half. They were 0 of 4 from the free throw line. And Crow Creek with 9 turnovers in the first half. For the Chamberlain Cubs, a lot of players. In fact, 7 different players have scored for the Cubs. They are led by Selick McManus, or actually they are led by Dakota Munger, who has 12 points in the first half. Selick McManus with 8 points, 6 for Jaron Heron, 5 for Eitan Ballstadt, 4 for Colin Toustrike. Cruz Sulik with 4 points off the bench, 1 point in the ballgame for Sawyer Donovan, and a total of 40 for Chamberlain in the first half. Cubs went to the free throw line 3 times, and 4 times rather, 3 of 4 from the free throw line was Chamberlain. And the Cubs with 3 turnovers in the first half of basketball. Again, Chamberlain making shots. Crow Creek's shots not going down, and that is why Chamberlain has the 40-13 lead. Again, our coverage of regional high school basketball continues as we will bring you coverage of the DWU Classic this Friday and Saturday on KPLO. The Lyman Raiders girls, well, they will be in action at the DWU Classic. Not at the Corn Palace this year, instead at McCook Central High School in Salem. We'll have the games for you. Lyman will take on Wabe Summit. That is a 10 a.m. tip-off, 9:45 with our pregame on Friday morning. And then in the afternoon, Jones County's girls will take on Howard. That is a 4 o'clock tip-off, and we'll have that game for you on KPLO. And then on Saturday, we will bring you the Lyman boys action from the DWU Classic. They will take on Wabe Summit. That game scheduled to get underway at around noon, and we'll have that game for you on Saturday on KPLO. Here, it is a 40-13 score as the Chamberlain Cubs have the lead over the Crow Creek Chieftains, and we will return to Stephon, and we'll have third quarter action for you as the Cubs will start out with the basketball in the third quarter. We'll do that after a 3-minute break. This is live coverage of regional high school basketball from KPLO.
Let's celebrate what a wonderful community we live in. And at First Dakota, that's something they do every day. They reinvest in our communities by helping friends and neighbors start businesses, run family farms, purchase homes, finance college, and build financial security. Come to First Dakota, the first community bank in the Dakota Territory. At First Dakota, their experience is different. First Dakota in Chamberlain, member FDIC.
Hometown locally owned and service that's truly friendly. We are the Chamberlain Food Center. It's our goal to get you the most for your food dollars and offer you the finest meats and produce, a full-service deli and bakery loaded with homemade goodness. So experience food shopping the way it should be at the Chamberlain Food Center, proud sponsors of Chamberlain Sports Broadcasts. Thanks to all the educators and students who make our school system great. Chamberlain Food Center.
KPI Insurance.
Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party!
When it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec. And follow us on Facebook. KPI Insurance.
At Great Western Bank, we know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
There's a lot of uncertainties in farming and ranching today, but one thing is certain. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell are your crop and livestock insurance specialists. Statewide agents have a background in agriculture and work hard to provide growers and ranchers with risk management plans and insurance coverage that fits their business needs. From hail insurance, livestock revenue protection, to multi-peril crop and revenue insurance, Statewide will help you with the right decisions. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell. Locally owned, your dependable partner in crop and livestock protection and equal opportunity provider.
If you're in the cattle business, then you know how critical nutrition, animal health, and record management are to having a profitable cattle program. That's why you want to work with the FarmCo specialists, people who will take the time to learn your operation. Thanks for listening to tonight's game. At FarmCo, we support all of our area young people who are involved in the many high school activities to become well-rounded young people and our future leaders. FarmCo in Chamberlain, Kimball, Platte, and Winter, serving you with the best feed and animal health products for more than a quarter century.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5, Reliance Chamberlain 100.5, K26 3AW. In Deerford, beer buzz driving is drunk driving. Our throw-in here in the third quarter brought to you by the folks at Riverview Chevrolet Buick and Ocoma. Come in for an oil change or major service or to just take a test drive. They'll pay top dollar for good quality trade-ins and treat you like family. Learn more at RiverviewFamily.com. Right out of the chute, Crow Creek and Jeremiah Shields, who hit a three to start the ball game, comes out with an opportunity to complete a three-point play. He gets the hoop and the harm. He puts it up and in. Eton Ballstat with the personal. That will be his second, and that is how we start the third quarter. 40-16, Chamberlain has the lead. Here's Dakota Munger. Collin two strike, the skip pass to Ballstat. Open baseline, the jumper is up, no good. Ballstat will keep it alive, but Crow Creek will come away with it. Up the floor in a hurry are the Chieftains as they roll the perimeter. Lance Wynn Jr. on the move into the corner. Jeremiah Shields will drive, lays it down low. The turnaround up and no good by Taylor comes flying. Chamberlain will get the rebound, and they'll push the other way. Jaron Heron. Collin two strike, Dakota Munger, Eton Ballstat, Selleck McManus. Starting five out there for Chamberlain. Starting five for Crow Creek as well. Here's a nice defensive play. Jeremiah Shields, lead pass up the floor. Shot is no good, though, by Xavier Wind. He'll get his own rebound. They send it out. The three-point try there is no good. And again, Chamberlain will get the rebound. The Cubs now with four turnovers. Almost turned it over again as Crow Creek a lot more active in the passing lanes than they were in the first half. Going to need to make something happen as we're going to have a whistle and we're going to have a three-second violation called on Chamberlain as the Cubs had barely got the ball into the offense, but they were camping out in the lane in the three-second violation. Another turnover, the fifth of the ball game for Chamberlain, and here is Crow Creek the other way. Three-point try, Jeremiah Shields is no good. Chamberlain will get the rebound as the Cubs will push. Munger across the half-court stripe. Now Ballstat on the wing. Thinks about the three. Instead, will dump down low. It's Heron back to Ballstat. Now McManus. The skip pass, Dakota Munger. Two strike. Back to Munger. 15 on the shot clock as Munger tries the three. It's an air ball and out of bounds. And it will belong to Crow Creek. Chamberlain looking for their first points of the third quarter as we're 2 minutes into this third period. 5:45 remains in the third. A 24-point lead for Chamberlain. And now Jaron Heron with the steal. Lead pass, two strike, back to Heron. Shot is up, no good. Munger with the offensive rebound. And on the putback, he is fouled. Crow Creek with their 10th turnover of the ball game. Free throws upcoming for the Cubs, I believe, as the call made. Dakota Munger to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul on Crow Creek is the first on Caleb Flute. Free throw by Munger is up good. 41-6, 31 remains in the second quarter. Here's the second free throw for Dakota Munger. And that one is up short. Crow Creek will grab the basketball and head the other way. Here's Jeremiah Shields with the basketball on the wing. He'll drive and fire. Shot rims in and out. No good. That was halfway down. And it spun back out. Here is Chamberlain the other way. Two strike will lead the offense. Munger, McManus, Ballstat. On the wing left side, Munger down low, McManus. The turnaround is up good. Selleck McManus in double figures now with 10. His first basket of the second half. 43-16. Back to a 27-point lead. That's where we were at halftime as Crow Creek will work with it.
Basketball in the hands of Lance Wynn Jr. He'll work the dribble, defended well. Now he'll get a step and drive. He'll get free throws as a foul is called. And just to create some offense there, the foul on McManus will be his first foul. It will be the first foul or second foul for Chamberlain in this second half. Nobody on either side anywhere near foul trouble in the ball game at this point as Lance Wynn Jr. shoots free throws. The first of two is up no good. 4:44 remains in the third quarter. It is 43-16. The 5'10 junior, Lance Wynn Jr. with the second free throw. That is up and good. And it's now 43-17. Across half court, Dakota Munger with the dribble. Ball snap right corner. 2-3 zone being played here by Crow Creek. Munger entry pass Heron and a reach and a foul. Kind of a dangerous pass there for Chamberlain, but the foul call on the Chieftains. As the personal whistle on Talon comes flying, that will be his second. Cruz Solik into the ballgame. Also Sawyer Donovan. Both of those saw extensive minutes in the first half. It will be Munger who will trigger the inbounds play as it comes in now to Solik. Now McManus, the turnaround jumper is back ironed and no good. Comes flying, will get the defensive rebound. Crow Creek will head the other way. It is Shields. Now Caleb Flute with the drive. Push pass Lance Wynn Jr. Now Xavier Wynn. Back to Caleb Flute. And a reach and a foul is going to be called on Chamberlain. The foul on Jaron Heron. Heron with his first personal foul. Third team foul for Chamberlain in the half. And Crow Creek will inbound it on the baseline. After Chieftains will put it in play. Lance Wynn Jr. receives the inbound, passes off. Now it's Shields to Lance Wynn Jr. Back out front, the three take, and that is offline and no good by Caleb Flute. And again, this is all just part of the offense for Crow Creek. They move the basketball around. Good ball movement. And getting an open shot that the defense gives them. Here is Selick McManus in the lane. The turnaround jumper is up good. Talon comes flying, tries to draw the charge there, but the officials weren't buying it. And the Cubs now with a 45-17 lead. A three from up top is up no good. Rebound. This is comes flying in the lane. The turnaround there is no good. Chamberlain will get the rebound, and the Cubs will head the other way. Munger on the move. Donovan, deep left corner. Now Munger down low. Heron, he'll fake and fire and score the two. Jaron Heron with 8 points in the ballgame, 47-17. A 30-point lead for Chamberlain as the Chieftains again look for answers. And again, the ball movement's there. The turnover total really isn't that bad. Going to the rim, Lance Wynn Jr., the shot no good. McManus will get the defensive rebound. He is bottled up. Crow Creek does, again, the little thing, stopping the basketball, preventing the fast break opportunity. It has just been the shots that have not fell down, but they have for Chamberlain, and a three ball from Selick McManus is good. 50-17. 2:25 remains in the third quarter, and a fresh five at the scorer's table for Crow Creek as the three there is short. And now we will see fresh faces. Silas Dion back into the ball game. Robert Staples the third into the ball game. Josiah Kirky into the contest along with Julian Eagle for the Chieftains. And Chamberlain trying to throw the basketball inside, turn the basketball over. And the Chieftains get a defensive stop, and they'll try a three from deep. That shot is no good. Rebound Jaden Sazu. He'll send it back out. Dion on the wing. Pass inside. It's tipped and stolen. Crow Creek with 11 turnovers in the ballgame. And again, at this point of the ballgame, not a real tremendously wild turnover total as Jaron Heron goes to the rim. And Heron going to be called for a travel. The Cubs will go to their bench as Kenyon McCloskey and Levi Miller will check into the ballgame. The Cubs with a 50-17 lead We're running clock, and we get down to the final minute of this third quarter. We get to the second unit for both of these teams. We saw some good basketball in that JV matchup that was won in overtime by Chamberlain here. Chamberlain on a fast break, and we're going to have a technical foul called on Crow Creek. Silas Dion whistled for the technical, and now Chamberlain will send Kenyon McCloskey to the line to shoot the two free throws. Chamberlain will still have the basketball as they have the 33-point lead. First free throw is up, no good. Here's the second free throw. That is up and good. He hits one of two. And now it will be Chamberlain basketball. Cubs will put it in play. Crow Creek wasn't, they were still getting some extra instructions. Here's Eton Ballstad. He'll drive and fire. The floater is up, no good, but he traveled. So they will whistle him for the traveling violation, and Chamberlain will commit the turnover, which is their seventh of the ball game. They still work here with the lead as time winds down in the third quarter, 51-17. On the drive, Crow Creek, the whistle and a foul on Jaden Sazu going to the rim. He is fouled, and the personal will be whistled on Eton Ballstadt, and that will be his third foul. Crow Creek will put it in play, and they'll lose the basketball out of bounds. And that should do it here at the end of the third quarter. 51-17 is our score as we end three quarters of play here in Crow Creek. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Check out the latest information at DarrenBoyleSales.com. We'll go to the fourth quarter in 1 minute on KPLO.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Al's Oasis and Arrowwood at Cedar Shore congratulate everyone who contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Your involvement today will reward you in your pursuits in the years ahead. Arrowwood at Cedar Shore and Al's Oasis, two I-90 landmarks on the Missouri River, here to serve you.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Chamberlain with the basketball as we start the fourth quarter. 51-17 is our score as the Cubs will work with it. Starters back out there for the moment. Steve Schoenhardt wants to see some things. The Cubs turn the basketball away, and in the backcourt, a loose ball foul called on Dakota Munger. And that will be his second. For Chamberlain, that's five turnovers in this third or in the second half. As Crow Creek, again, working hard on the defensive end, but again, the shooting, we'll talk about it during the post game. But the shooting percentage, it has not been that they have not taken good shots. They have had good shots as part of their offense, and now an unforced error as Crow Creek loses the basketball out of bounds. We'll work here with a running clock in the fourth quarter. We've already played a minute in this fourth period. Stay with us during the post game, the KPLO. Golden Buffalo big play of the game. Our player of the game from CHS River Plains will come as well. Here's Dakota Munger, Eton Ballstadt, down low, Selick McManus. Over the top of the defense, McManus will score the two. 53-17. The Cubs will pick up victory number 8 on the season. We talked about the games upcoming for the Cubs as Crow Creek again loses the basketball out of bounds for a turnover. Chamberlain with some tough games remaining in their regular season schedule. We'll have them next Tuesday night in Presho at the Lyman Gardens as they take on Lyman, one of their old longtime rivals. And that's going to be a game that is going to be very, very important for the seeding in Region 6A. We'll have it for you. We'll tip off around 7:45 on Tuesday night. Shot up, no good by Solik. They battle for the rebound and a whistle and a foul or a jump ball. Alternating possession will remain with Chamberlain. Connor Hickey in the ball game, the 6'1 sophomore. Dakota Munger will inbound it. Connor Hickey zigged when he should have zagged. And for Chamberlain, a turnover. That is their ninth of the ballgame. And up and down we go. And it remains a 53-17 score. Crossed half court is Crow Creek. Julian Eagle left side as he goes to the top of the key. Josiah Turkey, or Kirky. Now Eagle into the hands of Sazu. Jaden will drive and fire. Shot no good again. Gets into the lane, point blank range, and leaves the shot short. Here's Dakota Munger on the move. He will get to the rim and a foul called on the Chieftains. Foul on Julian Eagle will be his first. It will be the fifth or the fourth team foul for Crow Creek, and it will put Dakota Munger to the free throw line, and Munger will shoot two. 5:08 remains in the ballgame. The free throw is up, and it is short. Sawyer Donovan in. Eitan Ballstat will check out. Here's the second free throw. That one is up, no good. Rebound, Chamberlain. Connor Hickey will control it and give Chamberlain a second chance opportunity. Cubs will load the offense. Hickey down low, Solik. He tries to overpass and get it down low to Dakota Munger. And the ball knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. And a timeout will be taken by Crow Creek. 4:52 remains in the ballgame. All Chamberlain here. 53-17. We're back in 60 seconds on KPLO.
More to offer than ever before. It's the Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Ocoma. Now offering Oasis Pump and Pack gift cards in any amount, ideal for any occasion. Your fast and easy one stop for hot food from Gourmet Grub and Hot Stuff Pizza. Ideal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call in your orders at 234-5325. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Ocoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in all the activities that enrich our lives.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured that they will have your concrete there on time when you need it. They're able to perform any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's a delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today at 734-5741.
Maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra Cooperative today. The first inbound pass knocked away. Chamberlain will inbound once again. They'll put it in play as Colin Two-Strike works out front. Comes back around the perimeters. This is Sawyer Donovan down low. Cruz Solik, and Solik will put the shot up and good. 6 points in the ballgame for the sophomore Cruz Solik, and it's 55-17. Here's a Crow Creek three from the left side. That's taken by Brad Strickland. It's up no good. Off the back iron and into the shot clock and out of play. Ball will go over to Chamberlain. Halfway here on the fourth quarter. Chamberlain with a 38-point lead. Inside, Connor Hickey to the rim. Shot is up good. The basket will count. The foul is called. The foul will be whistled on Julian Eagle. That will be his second. And for Crow Creek, team foul number 5. The basket for Hickey will count. And Connor with an opportunity to complete the 3-point play. The free throw is up, and it is good. Half halfway home here in the fourth quarter, 58-17. Chieftains will drop to 6-9. Again, Crow Creek has some tough games upcoming, including their regular season finale with Winter. They're trying to hold off Cheyenne Eagle Butte for seeding position in Region 6A. Three taken, up no good by Julian Eagle. Chamberlain will get the rebound. The Cubs will push across the half court. Here's Levi Miller. Kenyon McCloskey, he'll try the long jumper. That is up no good. Rebound pulled down by Julian Eagle. Here is Crow Creek the other way. Eagle with the crossover, but caught it on his leg. He'll save the dribble and now pass off as he puts the ball into the hands of Jaden Sazu. Braden Brother of all in the ballgame, he'll handle for a moment as he passes off. Sazu will try to work. Ball is knocked away and stolen. Turnover, Crow Creek. Here is Chamberlain the other way. Cubs will back it out front. And they'll work the clock a little bit. Run a little bit of offense with that second unit out there. Here is Donovan inside, trying to pass off. It's knocked away. Donovan's able to get it back, and now he'll bring it back out front. Works the round-the-back dribble. 15 on the shot clock for Chamberlain. Solik. Now Sawyer Donovan. Entry pass. It's tipped and out of bounds. And the ball out of bounds to Crow Creek, and the Chieftains will take another timeout. With 2:40 remaining in the ballgame, it's 58-17. And we'll pause for 30 seconds on KPLO.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com.
We invite you to stay with us during the post game. We will bring you the KPLO CHS River Plains player of the game. And also, we will have our big play of the game brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. 58-17 Chamberlain. The Cubs scored the last 7 points of the second quarter, then outscored Crow Creek 24-6 and have been in control of this ball game since. Here's Jaden Sazu on the move. The three is up, no good. Rebound is loose. Chamberlain has it as the Cubs will push the other way. Levi Miller, some nice ball handling, playing keep away. Kenyon McCloskey down low. Cruz Solik to the rim. Shot is no good. Rebound kept alive. Chamberlain has it. Here is McCloskey to the rim. He will draw a foul. Chamberlain trying to get everybody involved here is McCloskey. Solik chased down the rebound. McCloskey flashed to the basket. Solik with a nice feed on the move. Braden Brother of all with the personal for Crow Creek. And Kenny McCloskey at the free throw line shooting two. First one is up, no good. The freshman, one of three from the line now as he misses his first of two free throws. Second free throw is up. That is good. And it is now a 59-17 score. 2 minutes remain in the ballgame as Crow Creek brings it into their front court. They go from Strickland. Off now Julian Eagle. He'll draw some double coverage. Back out to Brad Strickland. The sophomore will attack. As he heads to the rim, he is bumped, and a foul is called on Chamberlain. Foul on Levi Miller. That will be his first foul. We will see Walter Kilscrow into the ball game. We'll also see Grady Olson in the ball game for Chamberlain. And the final timeout of the ball game used by Crow Creek here with a minute 33 remaining. It is 59-17 and a full timeout taken by the Chieftains. And we're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
The
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Crow Creek has it again, continuing to work the offense. And you can't give Mike Scarsock, or you got to give Mike Scarsock credit. He's going to make sure these kids work for a full four quarters. They turn the ball over here. It is their 16th turnover of the ball game. And again, it's not the turnovers. It's a tough night from the field shooting the basketball. And Chamberlain was able to build up a nice lead, and they have earned themselves a victory here, which will be their ninth of the season. Levi Miller down low. This is Hickey in the lane. Connor's shot is no good. Rebound Crow Creek. Long pass up the floor. Jaden Sazu, he'll go to the rim. That shot is no good. Grady Olson with the defensive rebound for the Cubs, and Chamberlain will push it into their half court with 40 seconds remaining. Here's Kenny McCloskey out front to Connor Hickey. Walter Kilscrow, Grady Olson. Cubs really just moving the basketball around, watching the clock work its way closer. Entry pass inside Miller, and he had it under the basket. He'll dribble it back out, and Chamberlain will roll the offense over. Kilscrow inside Hickey. The turnaround is up no good, and a foul called. And free throws. Brad Strickland with the personal. It will be his first, and Connor Hickey with a pair of free throws upcoming. He completed a three-point play a few moments ago. First of two is up, no good. Here's the second free throw. That one will rim in and out, no good. And the rebound, Chamberlain. McCloskey steals it away, and now Chamberlain, they can just roll the clock down here as they feed inside. Grady Olson gives it up and sends it back out, and we'll work the clock to zeros, and there's your ball game. 59-17 is our final as the Chamberlain Cubs victorious here tonight. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the farm equipment in my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. You can shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. And our post game is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
At Titan Machinery, they know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial genuine parts. For CNH Industrial genuine parts, visit your area Titan Machinery location.
Let's celebrate what a wonderful community we live in. And at First Dakota, that's something they do every day. They reinvest in our communities by helping friends and neighbors start businesses, run family farms, purchase homes, finance college, and build financial security. Come to First Dakota, the first community bank in the Dakota Territory. At First Dakota, their experience is different. First Dakota in Chamberlain, member FDIC.
Hometown, locally owned, and service that's truly friendly. We are the Chamberlain Food Center. It's our goal to get you the most for your food dollars and offer you the finest meats and produce, a full-service deli, and bakery loaded with homemade goodness. So experience food shopping the way it should be at the Chamberlain Food Center, proud sponsors of Chamberlain Sports Broadcasts. Thanks to all the educators and students who make our school system great. Chamberlain Food Center.
KPI Insurance.
Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party!
When it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec. And follow us on Facebook, KPI Insurance.
At Great Western Bank, we know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
Is our halftime or our final score as our post game gets underway. The Chamberlain Cubs with the victory, picking up victory number 9 on the season. That perhaps will help a little bit as they try to chase down Stanley County for the third overall seed in region 6A. Crow Creek with the loss drops to 6-9. That loss hurts them as they, as we mentioned, just about 0.15 seeding points ahead of Cheyenne Eagle Butte, with this loss here, we'll probably change that a little bit. And, of course, with just a handful of games remaining for both of these teams, the games get a little more important. And both of these teams, Chamberlain and Crow Creek as well, have some big games against some teams with some really good records as we go down the home stretch of the season. One of those for Chamberlain is next Tuesday night against Lyman. And we'll have that game for you here on KPLO. Let's look at individual scoring in the ballgame for Crow Creek. They were led by the senior Jeremiah Shields, who scored the first points of the ballgame as he hit a three. He scored the first points of the second half as he completed a three-point play and scored 6 points in the ballgame. Talen comes flying with 4. Jaden Sazu off the bench had 4 points. Xavier Wind with 2. Lance Wind Jr. adds 1 point to the scoring total for Crow Creek, giving them 17 in the ballgame. The Chieftains go to the free throw line 7 times, and they were 2 of 7 from the free throw line. And Crow Creek, 16 turnovers in the ballgame. And again, not the turnover totals. That really is not what this ball game came down to. It was the fact that Crow Creek just struggled from the field a lot. Again, after they made their first shot of the ball game, a three by Jeremiah Shields, they struggled from the field after that. And their offense was able to move the ball pretty well against Chamberlain and got themselves some perimeter opportunities. And when you give up size like they did to Chamberlain, you've got to be able to knock down them outside jumpers. And that's what Crow Creek struggled with tonight. And that is why they wind up on the short end of the score here this evening. For the Chamberlain Cubs, Selick McManus leading the way. He had 15 points. Dakota Munger with 13. 8 points for Jaron Heron. 6 points for Cruz Sulik off the bench. Connor Hickey with 6 points as well for Chamberlain. 5 for Eton Ballstadt. 4 points for Colin Two-Strike. 2 for Kenyon McCloskey. Sawyer Donovan with 1 point in the ballgame. As 9 different people score for Chamberlain. And the Cubs score 59 points tonight. Chamberlain went to the free throw line 15 times, and they were 7 of 15 from the free throw line. Chamberlain with 9 turnovers in the ballgame. A very tight ballgame. It was 9-7 before Chamberlain in the opening quarter before Chamberlain scored the last 7 points of the second quarter to lead 16-7 and then outscored Crow Creek 24-6 in the third. So really, it's a 31-6 scoring advantage that Chamberlain had in the late in the first half of this ballgame that really opened this ballgame up. And Chamberlain led 40-13 at halftime, 51-17 in the third quarter, and win this one by a final of 59-17. Our postgame continues. We talk about the big play of the game, and we'll do that after we hear from the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, we look at the big plays of the game, probably gave it away a little bit just a moment ago. We talked about Crow Creek coming out, knowing they needed to hit shots from the perimeter. They start out the ball game. Their first shot attempt from the perimeter was a made three-pointer as they had the lead early. In fact, we had four lead changes early, but it was that closeout of the second, or the first quarter and the start of the second where Chamberlain scored the last 7 points in the first quarter and opened themselves up a nice lead, outscoring Crow Creek 24-6 in the second quarter. They went to the locker room leading 40-13. They did not look back, and that is our big play of the game brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. And as our postgame winds down, we've got one more piece of business, and that is our player of the game. Our player of the game brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains.
KPLO is bringing you high school sports action every week, and CHS River Plains is bringing you the player of the game all season long. When will rivals go head-to-head? Who will make it out of the regular season? Tune into KPLO to find out which game we're bringing you next, or visit drgnews.com for schedule details. CHS River Plains, your proud sponsor of the player of the game on KPLO, helping you own every day.
Well, we look at things on the Chamberlain side. The Cubs with two double-figure scores. Dakota Munger with 13 points. Our player of the game was Selick McManus. Chamberlain came in, knew they had a size advantage, and they were able to do, they were able to take advantage of that size advantage that they had. Selick McManus with 15 points in the ball game, and he is our CHS River Plains player of the game. Again, high school basketball comes your way on Friday morning, Friday afternoon, and again on Saturday afternoon as we bring you coverage following area teams from the annual DWU Classic. Instead of the Mitchell Corn Palace, the DWU Classic is being played in Salem at McCook Central High School, and we will bring you games involving Lyman and Jones County on Friday. The Lyman Raiders take on Wabe Summit. That is at 10 a.m., and we'll be on the air with our pregame show at around 9:45. Then in the afternoon at 4 o'clock, it will be Jones County versus Howard. Our pregame show at around 3:45 there. Those are the two games that we will bring you on Friday. And then on Saturday, we will have the Lyman Raider boys in action taking on Wabe Summit. Wabe Summit, a very solid team in the Class B ranks as well. And we'll have that game for you. Noon tip-off on Saturday, 11:45 with the pregame on KPLO. And we'll see Chamberlain's boys again next Tuesday night. They will be at the Lyman Gardens. They will take on the Lyman Raiders. That will be a Tuesday night matchup on February 15th. Pregame at 7:30, tip-off at around 7:45 from Presho next Tuesday night. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice and slow down in case of ice. Our coverage of regional high school basketball tonight on KPLO. Brought to you by Byrie Brothers, Chamberlain Food Center, Chamberlain Ready Mix, the Oasis Pump and Pack, Al's Oasis Arrowwood Resort, Farmco, Statewide Ag, the Great Western Bank of Chamberlain, KPI Insurance, and the First Dakota National Bank. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the Golden Buffalo Casino, By Right Seed, Agtegra, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Averitt Orthopedics, the May Adam Law Firm, and Potsdam State Farm Insurance. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO also brought to you by the Jet Lanes, Kimball Livestock Exchange, Titan Machinery, Wagner Auto, and Venture Communications. John F. has been our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle. Again from Stefan, our final score, Chamberlain 59. And Crow Creek 17. And from Crow Creek High School, we bid you all a very pleasant evening.